Today is Juneteenth, and joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Dan.
So this is a holiday that has its roots in the Civil War.
Yes, Texas, part of the Confederacy, held out essentially after the surrender of Robert E. Lee and the Confederacy, and was not occupied by Union troops until June of 1865. So on arriving at Galveston, the major city at that time in Texas, Gordon Granger, the commander of the Union forces in Texas, essentially proclaimed that the Emancipation Proclamation would be in effect in Texas. That is, that people enslaved in territories held by the Confederacy would be forever free thereafter. So it's emancipation under the Emancipation Proclamation coming really years after we understand it. We think of it as January 1st, 1863, but it didn't happen in Texas until June of 1865. And this is not actually the end of slavery in the United States, but people understood it as being symbolically important. And, of course, for 100, maybe 200,000 enslaved people in Texas, it was this extraordinary event.
Now, there's a local connection to the holiday?
Yes, it's a local connection, two. One is kind of an unfortunate one in that Union troops had tried to capture Galveston back at the end of 1862, just before the Emancipation Proclamation, and failed. And many troops from, several hundred troops from Massachusetts were captured in this failed attempt. So if that had succeeded, perhaps none of what we understand as Juneteenth would have happened 2 years later. But even more important, and this is us not local patriotism, but in celebrating the end of slavery in the United States, I think people in Massachusetts sometimes don't pay enough attention to the end of slavery in Massachusetts back at the time of the American Revolution. Not on a specific day like Juneteenth, but it's a story through a series of court cases. And two local people play an important role in this. One is William Cushing from Scituate, the Chief Justice of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, who in a very famous case right at the end of the Revolution in 1783, under the Massachusetts Constitution, declares that because people are born free and equal, slavery can't exist here. And equally important is the role of a young lawyer named Levi Lincoln, who's from Hingham, and he is working in Worcester at the time, and he represents the black man and Quack Walker suing for his own freedom. So that this is, Massachusetts has a separate, earlier, and important role in the end of slavery in the United States, and two local men, a judge and a lawyer, playing an important role in those legal decisions.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
And it's always great to talk about something that has local historical connections.
All right. Well, thank you so much.